I'm going to have Shabbos, Parashas Boy. We are in Shmuel Beis, Perikei, Pasuk Dalit. And we are now continuing the discussion where Shaul is not in the picture, Ishbosheth is not in the picture, Avner is not in the picture. That leaves David HaMelech, the sole king, reigning by himself. And now we will enter into a new discussion, which we started a little last week with, that David will now go to war and be victorious and conquer. And the land that David conquers is what's called Kibush Rabim. And it's going to have the Kedusha, Lasid Lavi, for all future generations, ever since he conquered it, as opposed to Kibush Yachid. The conquering, Kibush is to conquer, the conquering of an individual is not necessarily considered to be a conquering. That's what we'll see in Pasuk Vav, that when David HaMelech goes ahead and conquers, he is conquering with, he has the Rabbim on his side now. That's why it was so important that all of Klal Yisrael, or at least the majority of Klal Yisrael, because there could be some people who are still a little not pleased with David being the Melech, they still would perhaps want of Shaul HaMelech's descendants to be the Melech, or from Sheva Binyamin. Says the Navi Pasuk Dalet, Ben Shloshim Shon David B'Molchoi, David was 30 years old when he took over as being the king. Arvayim Shon HaMolach, and he ruled for 40 years. So he was 70, as we know, at the time of his Petira when he died, and he ruled for 40 years. Yes. Yes, in Perek Beis it discusses that David was just king over Yehuda, and here we see that the Maila of now, what we're talking about, is that David is anointed over all of Klal Yisrael. Yes.
He said 33 years old, and you were
30 years old.
Of 30, it's not like 40.
Yeah, 30 years old. Ben Shloshim Shona, 30 years old. Pasuk Hey, V'chevroin Molach al Yehuda Sheva Shonim, in Chevroin, he ruled over Yehuda for 7. Now he's breaking down, the Pasuk is breaking down the years. Sheva Shonim, V'shisha Chadashim, V'yishalayim Molach Shloshim V'sholosh Shona, al Kol Yisrael V'Yehuda. So, of the 40 years, it wasn't a total of 40 years, the king over all of Klal Yisrael, it was 7 years and 6 months, Sheva Shonim, V'shisha Chodashim, 6 months, the king over Yehuda and Chevroin. And then for the rest of the time, he was the king over all of Klal Yisrael, Yisrael V'Yehuda. Okay, now, Pasuk Vav. V'yelech HaMelech V'anoshav Yerushalayim El HaYevusi Yoshev Haaretz. The Melech, as we see a reference to David here, is referred to as the king. Specifically, the Melech as the king. It doesn't say David, but now he is the Melech. V'anoshav, and goes with his men. Where do they go to? They go to Yerushalayim. Who's in Yerushalayim? The Yevusi. Yoshev Haaretz. V'yomer LeDavid Leimar. They tell David, saying, Lo'isavoy Heina Kim Hasircha Ivrim V'Pischim Leimar Lo'yavoy David Heina. They tell David as follows: you can't come here. You're not welcome. I was told that in this neighborhood alone, where we live in now, there used to be signs: no Jews and no dogs. Right? That's part of the deeds. You couldn't sell houses to Jews. That's what I was told. Right? I'm sorry.
The old Haverford Hotel had a sign.
Haverford Hotel had such a sign like this. Uh-huh. This is I'm not talking 300 years ago. Right? Not too long ago.
In the deeds of the property, they had been called restrictive covenants, which mentioned various groups that were barred, and we were always on the list.
Uh-huh.
They were not declared unconstitutional.
Here they had a sign that said, David's not a welcome. Why? Well, what's going on here? So I'm going to, outside, before we continue reading some words, I want to share with you what the background, what's taking place over here. If you go back to Sefer Bereishis, Avraham Avinu makes a treaty with Avimelech. Avimelech is Melech of who? Of the Plishtim. Plishtim, and here, the Yevdis Yevusim are the Plishtim. So, the Mefarshim explain that what the Yevusim did, what these Plishtim did, is that they took two idols. One, different Mefarshim explain different ways. So in order to not make it confusing when we read the words, let me just give this overview now. They built statues, statues of blind people and statues of lame people. And if I may say, excuse me for saying this in the Beis Medrash, we're familiar with the Wizard of Oz, right? Now, the Wizard of Oz was a hoax. It wasn't, it was just, there was the guy behind the curtain pulling, right, until the little dog came along, Toto, and pulled, and he, right, he revealed everything. That wasn't any wizard. I want to suggest, as we know, many things are taken from our, from us. These statues had these signs. They were tzlamim. They were avodah zarah, and they had the signs of the deed that was given from Avraham to Avimelech that said that the land belongs to Avimelech. Which means that they were saying to David, you can't come here. We have a deed, a contract. This land belongs to us. However, David is telling them, you didn't read the bottom line. It says expired. And that's exactly what happened. So what they did was, they set up these, why don't we discuss the Wizard of Oz, because they were just pulling the ropes and pulling the strings and pressing the buttons, right? So too over here, we'll see in the Ralbag and the Malbum that these statues were statues, one in the shape of a blind person, referring to who was blind? Yitzchak. And the lame, who was crippled at Yaakov, he was smashed in the foot until he was cured. He was limping. He was limping on his foot. And these, the Malbim even says that they were actually blind and lame people pulling the ropes and the strings, and that there were heavy beams and different things at the entrance of this gate with water gushing through the mouths of these Avodah Zarahs to try to scare and deter anyone from going in. You cannot come in. It was a fortified city. So they're telling David, you will not be able to come in here. Now, the passage just continues and says, David captures this Mitzudas Tzion. He heir David. This is the city of David. And then the next pasuk it discusses how and who conquered it. Let's read his words. Vayomer David bayomahu kol maki yevusi vayigav atzinor vesapischem vesevrim snuye nefesh David al kein yomru iver pisech lo yavoi al habayis. The pasuk says David mentions whoever can be victorious and destroy these yevusim vayigav atzinor. Once again, we had this pipe that was positioned and setting up this rushing water to deter anyone from entering into the city. And they had this alarm system, which would not permit people to enter. Yes. So before we go further to actually understand Pasuk Ches and further, let's take a look first at the Ralbag in Pasuk Vav. Some of you have the Ralbag. And if not, I'll just read it and explain outside. Pasuk Vav in the Ralbag says as follows: V'hinei ha yevusa yoishe b'Yerushalayim. The Yevusim were living in Yerushalayim. V'lo yachol David lahitziyah misham ba'avashvus Avram la'avimelech sh'ayisak suva b'tzlamim. David was not able to remove them from Yerushalayim. Why not? Because of the shvua, the contract, the treaty that Avram Avinu he made with Avimelech. Shaisak Suval Bitslam is written on the statues, these idols, Asher Sham Shehem Ivrim Upiskim, they were statues of blind and lame. Ki Einehem Lahem Velo Yiru, as we say in Tehillim. Einehem Lahem, they have eyes, but they don't see. Raglehem Velo Yalechu, they have feet, but they don't walk. He says it could be that these idols were in the form and the image of a blind person and a lame person, referring to al bris Yitzchak, referring to the bris of Yitzchak Avinu, that just like Avram made this bris, so too did Yitzchak. Shebesoif yomav kehu einov mirois, towards the end of Yitzchak's life, his eyes dimmed and he was not able to see. And Yaakov, referring to the fact that he was limping on his foot after the battle with the Tsar of Esav. V'asazel ohiris shekivah nishtalei shalahem zeh bris im aves bichlolam. Why did the Yevusim make such statues like this? The reason why they made these statues is to come to emphasize that this land belongs to us. It was for generations and generations.
Did they have a legitimate argument going back to Avraham Avinu?
They did. But what David's coming to tell them is literally, like I said earlier, you have to read the whole contract, and the contract expired. For a certain amount of time, that's right. And now it's time for you to leave. And if you're not going to leave, I'll help you leave. And David helped him leave. It's as simple as that. Ulazois Hasibo continues the Ralbag. Amar Hayavusi, Le David, that's why the Yavusi said to David, they told David, Le Savay Heina, that's what the Pasuk says in Pasuk Vav. You can't come here. You can't come here unless you first remove these blind and lame. What does it mean? What does it mean, the blind and lame? The statues that refer to the Avos. Your ancestors made the treaties with my ancestors. And therefore, it's our land, rightfully so. We deserve to have this land. Zechiras Zabris, they mentioned this treaty. Kilo Yoimar, as if to tell David, Lo Yovei David Heina, Kilo Yucha Lahasar Eilot Stamin Shebehem Zechiras Zabris. Why did they make these idols specifically? These idols represented the contract that took place. Now, let's take a look. The truth is, before I share with you the Malbim Pasuk Vav, there is actually, we're not getting into too much of a Pachad Yitzchak, but Rav Yitzchak Hodner Zechat Sadek Levracha, the Rashiva of Chaim Berlin, previous Rashiva Chaim Berlin, he tells us in his Kuntros Yerech HaYisonim, which is in the back of his Sefer on Sukkis, on page Kuf Sadi Vav, Maimar Yud Gimel. That's where he discusses that from the Rambam, when a melech, who is a melech, from the decision of the majority of Klal Yisrael, which is the case now with David, the land that he conquers is Kedusha forever and ever. As we discussed earlier, that's the kibush of the melech. Kibush is to conquer the land from a king, just like when Yeshua conquered the land. That land now, Eretz Yisrael, has that Kedusha for all future generations, as opposed to the Kiwish Yachid. He discusses that more at length over there, based on the Rambam. Okay, now let's see the Rambam, the Malbim rather, Pasuk Vav. Vayelech HaMelech V'Anoshev, the king and his men went where? To Yevusi. Achar Sha'ato His Achdu Shnei Mamlochis Yisrael. Why specifically did David go now and attack? Because it's like we just mentioned. After you had the Malchus Yisrael and the Malchus Yehuda turn into one Malchus. They came under the rulership of David. Shehayu ad ato shevet Yehuda tachas David. V'yesar shvatim v'nyaman shevet shol v'roishim tachas ish boishes. Because until now, you had David was the ruler over shevet Yehuda, and the rest of the shvatim were ruled either by Shaul or Ishbosheth. The Shavu Kulam L'Malchus Achas Tachas David. They all returned, they all became under the rulership of David. I mean the Malbim now, Pasuk Vav, for those who have the Malbim. Pasuk Vav in the Malbim. So Hayamina Eitza. This was the Ratzon Hashem. She'ir ha'melucha tiyeh b'gvul ha'shayich l'shnei ha'shvatim shahayu shiftei malchus. You hear this? The Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, is that the Beis HaMikdash, the Ir ha'melucha, the city of the Malchus, should reside in the cities that belong both to Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin. And as we know, those two Shvatim are right near each other. The Zehoye b'Yushalayim. This was in Yushalayim. Shoyso Chatzeho l'Yehuda. Half of Yushalayim belongs to Shevet Yehuda. V'Chatzeho l'Binyamin. And half of Yushalayim belongs in the Gvul of Binyamin. K'mashikosuv b'Gvul Yoritz. As is discussed in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Beis, Ritzua Ha'Yisa, Yoitza, Michelcho Shel Yehuda, Lechelcho Shel Binyamin, Uboim Yisbeach Bonoi. There was this like Ritzua, this like string. Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Beis, Aleph, that discusses that there was a, it would go as a, like a divider, Michelcho Shel Yehuda, from the Chelek of Yehuda, Lechelcho Shel Binyamin, to the Chelek, the portion of Binyamin, Uboim Yisbeach Bonoi, and that's where the Mizbeach was built. We were explained, says the Malbim, Shoiftim Parakalif, Ki b'nei Yehuda kavshu chelkom b'Yushalayim, Rak b'nei Binyamin loy kavshu es chelkom v'yoshav Hashem ha'Yevusi. In Shoiftim, this is already going back to years earlier, where b'nei Yehuda already acquired their chelik, their portion of Yerushalayim. Which portion was not acquired? It was a portion, interestingly enough, the portion of the Yevusim, of Binyamin, which was still under the authority of the Yevusim. The Malbim says in the next piece, Vayelech Hamelech Va'anashav Lohirish Es HaYevusi Michelek B'nei Binyamin, that David, when went with the soldiers to conquer the land of the Yevusim, from which Chelek? The Chelek of Binyamin. They told David, you can't come here. We have a treaty. Kifiyab Shat says the Malbim, Divri HaRalbag. The Malbim goes along with the words of the Ralbag that we just saw inside. The Ralbag tells us, Shebishari ir, also tzlam bidmus even pischim. They made images of these blind and lame statues. Hayu asuyin ba'ofen, mi'atach bula, shiyarimu, v'aniyu b'koicham, Makolois umoitois, that they made tricks with these statues to pick up, move, had different movements, and just, this is the way I envision it. You have a wall, in order to get into the city, you have these statues in the front of the wall. And you have these like moving beams, moving back and forth, and they're being pulled by the strings and the ropes by these blind people inside. Now this is their job, they can't, right, that they were held, felt, whatever, they could, didn't do other things, so they were moving in the strings and ropes. V'yaniu b'koicha makolis moita shel barzel rovi hamishkol, very heavy metals and sticks and beams, tenua chazaka be'inyan shelo yuchal adim l'karev sham, in a way that people would not be able to enter there. Ki yaku o'yisoy hatzlamim b'makolis. Because the Yaakov Yisoy had slumming these idols would hit whoever would try to enter. He says in the parentheses, "V'yuchal liyois shegam kain amdu tachteim ivrim upischem mamish oizrim b'anosim." And it could be, he says, that you actually had these blind and lame people inside these statues, who are the ones who are pulling the strings. That's why I mentioned earlier. It's like by the Wizard of Oz, where the mouth was moving and saying things, where it was just amplified and done by the person behind a little curtain, who he himself was stuck in Oz, you know.
It's mechanical water-powered clubs.
Uh-huh. So it was moved, it was being moved by the water power, right? Like what you had at that, like a windmill, right? Is that how it works? So the water was actually causing the movement of these beams and metals and the rushing scene or the pipe, which would, I guess, constantly move. And it was a protection. I guess you would have to, if you want to enter or exit, you had to stop the water, and then you could come in or out. So he continues and says, like you just mentioned, by you smuchim let sinor is near the samayim hamayim, but even show you at sinor might see hamayim epiv. The water would shoot out the come out from the mouth of the zara, but they had goris hamayim through this power of this water, ushtifosam hisnanu atzlamim, the idols moved, v'makolos kasher yiyah berechayim, just like by a mill, v'chmei shira tachbulois ele be'inov, as they saw these tricks with their eyes. This is the words of the Ralbag. Let's just finish a little more of this Malbim here. Okay, if he's there, according to this, hemidu samach l'shar ha'ir, they put near the gates of the city, shura shel tzlamim, Bidmusa Ivrim. Rows of idols, and these idols were of like blind people. V'achareh shura shel tzlamim bidmus pischim. Then he had rows of idols of in the image of lame people. V'achareim atzinur meiger hamayim. And behind them was this flow of water. V'mitzad hasheni shel ha'ir. And the other side of the city, ha'isa ha'metzuda. He had a fortress.
Reservoir.
Okay, thank you. Migra Mayim. Okay, the reservoir. When it's Sarah Shani on the other side of the city, you had this fortress, Ubaina Ir, Ubaina Mitsuda, Onduan Shiachayel. And be between this fortified city and the soldiers, you had the and the city had the soldiers, Muchanim Yilachim, Elat Sachi Yirza Ayev Likonis. And the Malbim is telling us that the soldiers were ready to go to war if anybody would try to enter the city. So what did David say? David said, David wanted to enter through, now he's discussing the actual strategy through the front, the gate. You can't come in until you remove these blind and lame. What does that mean? What's the laymar? Even though toss it chila as a ivrim, the achakach as a pischim, menie hamaklois, asher lo yenichucha lavar as a shar, you have at the front gate. This is the way I envision it. Please let me hear your opinion if you understand it differently. Let's say right now we're standing at the front entrance. You had the ivrim and pischim, who had these metal and powerful beams and dangerous things, and you're not able to enter. Because, and we saw in the Malbim earlier that it could be there were the blind people pulling the actual strings, and there's like that alarm fence with the barbed wire fence where they weren't able to get in there. So what do you have to do? You had to somehow go around about way to enter, but then you have the fortified city with the soldiers on that side. So you're going to come in that way. They'll attack you that way. So how you can get inside? That's why it says Eshikasov Lamar Loy Savihena Shehem Ainrim Vigoizim Shaloy Tavihena. They, the Yavusim, decreed and said, "You're not coming in here. We took care of ourselves, we protected ourselves." Now he tells them in practice, he says as follows. V'itochin Kim Hatachbula Hazois, this Tachbula. They gave like this. They looked like avodah zarah, like an idol. Shoyu darchei oivdei avodah zarah hakadmoinim. Shoyu misaknim pisileyem alidei gelilim mitzirim shisnei neoy v'yarimu kvedim v'molacha. He's telling us a very important point when it comes to the idols of those generations. They did it with hinges and different ways that these idols would move. But they weren't moving because they had power. They were moving because those who made it in such a way that the sophistication. They made it with sophisticated hinges and things like this. And they would pick up heavy things. And the fools would think this is the power of their God. It's doing things. And as well as the fact that in these idols, it would be merames to the shvua of Avraham and Yitzchak that they made to Avimelech. So let's just review here and conclude for today. That basically David has to go and conquer the city of the Yevusim, which was, they were situated in the Shevet of Binyamin, and this was the other part of the Chelek of Yerushalayim. And in front of the city we had these statues that were trying to symbolize, they were symbolizing the treaty that was between Avraham and Yitzchak, Avraham and Yitzchak to Avimelech, that basically you, the Jewish people, do not enter and cannot enter. David is going to come and tell them, you didn't read the fine print, and your contract is over, time is up. And so what they did was, the Yevusim did was, they placed these Avodah Zarahs that were actually moving by means of hinges and different movements of people pulling the strings, literally, and they have the rushing water, also, according to the Ralbag, that would help move these Avodah Zarahs. And then you have this difficulty, how are you going to get in and conquer the city? Mitzvah Shem will continue next week. Thank you.